From the Zen Master Poems. What the Zen Master told us. A single blind tortoise, swimming in a vast ocean, surfaces only once every century. Floating on the vast ocean is a single golden yolk. It is more rare, said the Buddha, to be reborn human than for the tortoise to surface with its head poking through the hole in the golden yolk. You have this rare time. Do not squander your chance on the ephemeral. Practice the Dharma. And lest you get too serious, eat sunflower seeds. Gaze at the waves on the water. The Zen Master on the Raft. The trouble with you, said the Zen Master to the ardent scholar and his ardent disciples, is you carry the raft everywhere, but you've never floated upon it. And if you ever do, once you reach the other shore, can you leave it behind, bobbing in the water? The Zen Master on the Raft, 2. Perfectly Adrift. Old Zen Master. I never in my life before became aware eggshells are so light, said the Zen Master, holding the shells of two eggs on the palm of one hand. Why, they're almost light as a crayon mark. Even when I move my hand, if I wasn't looking, I doubt I'd know they were there. And if this is so, what else might I have missed? Like the tea kettle whistle at the end of the sound of yes, low-lying hills in the distance, how the sky fits into them like one hand pressing into another. The smell of a cloth bag filled with quarters and dimes, and at my age, how silly, how splendid to still be discovering this. The flippant Zen Master. The pastoral, blurted the Zen Master's student, is past. Our reality is information, moving at the speed of light. Oh, go clip your toenails, replied the Zen Master. Frisbee Zen Master. It's like tossing frisbees, the Zen Master said. You grip them between your thumb and forefinger, supporting the frisbee with three of your other fingers. Then you cock the wrist and sweep it out. The frisbee spins and sails. It's beautiful. The principle is arculate vectors and turbulators. And when it slows down, if you sailed it a long, long way, it floats into another's outstretched hands. Just like a koan, don't you know? Transmitted over a crowd of disciples, and perhaps someone leaps up to catch it, or maybe not. Maybe it just falls. Fortune cookie, Zen master. It amuses me, he said, to call them cookies of fortune. But then Zen turns everything around, doesn't it? To understand it, although you'll never understand it, for if you did, you'd not understand it. Practice making palindromes. Did, dad, toot, kayak, radar, wet sanitary rat in a stew. Do geese see God? I'm, alas, a salami. Or turning teacups upside down so that nothing spills out. Stop trying to make sense of your life. Yes, that would make sense, wouldn't it? About as much sense as fortune cookies. Sweet, crunchy, American life. The little hurts. The little hurts, the Zen master said. The little puncture wounds, pinches, pinpricks, nicks, slight bruises, scrapes. How petty it is to dwell on them. Some, however, build their whole lives upon such insults to the body and brain. Row upon row of houses resting on pits of snakes and worms continually shifting. How restless, how slimy it must be to live like that. Forever hurting, forever seeking retribution, validation, revenge. I see their houses beside great rivers, their hands and faces always pressed to window panes, the faces looking out between the hands.